ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is coming up on 4:25, 73 degrees. So this morning was the service for our heroes in the Northern York County Regional Police Department. Today was their service, their memorial service, a private memorial service. Hundreds of police officers were on hand today in the rain to honor them. I did post the YouTube link because it was it was televised since it was a private event at the family's request. So you can go back and look at that televised on my Facebook page if you have. I was following it while it was happening live. And it was quite the send-off in the rain, seeing the dozens upon dozens upon dozens of motorcycles, police motorcycles in procession, and the community standing out in the rain, waving their flags. It's truly fitting for these heroes. And you hear more about them and what they did and who they were. And that's what I'm going to focus on because it's truly a tragedy that these three young men, I mean, you have Becker, 39, a resident of Spring Grove, was a star multi-sport athlete in high school. Baker, 53, who lived in Dover, was a computer forensic investigation specialist. Emenheiser, 43, of York, was called a perfectionist with dreams of opening his own gym. Becker served as a sergeant of detectives and had been in the Northern Regional Force for 16 years. His obituary counted how in 2010 he climbed to the second story of a burning building to catch children who were escaping through a window. He was survived by his wife and two children. A second service and public funeral for Becker will be held on Sunday in Spring Grove High School for his community. Baker, a U.S. Army veteran, spent 3 years with the Philadelphia Police Department. He joined the Northern Regional in 2004, first as a patrol officer, then as a computer forensic. He had been a detective for 15 years. He was an Eagle Scout and an adult scouting leader. Leaves behind a wife and four children. A fifth child preceded his death. Emenheiser was a York College criminal justice graduate, served with the U.S. Secret Service before being hired by Northern Regional. He made 104 DUI arrests in 2010 and was named Officer of the Year, among other professional honors, over two decades with the police department. In 2005, Emenheiser broke a window of a burning mobile home in Thompsonville and carried a man to safety. Again, his interests included fitness, home renovations, and coaching youth soccer. His surviving family includes a wife and two children. Talking eight children that were left fatherless from this senseless act. The local district attorney for York County said no doubt that this monster was laying in wait to kill his ex-girlfriend and her mother. When confronted by the police officers, immediately opening fire. I'm not going to get into the details, but the autopsy confirmed that all three officers were taken from us by multiple gunshot wounds. And today, they were laid to rest, and in the future, there will be more personal ceremonies for at least some of them for their families and communities. A tremendous loss. We talked about when it was happening. I think that this entire department is under about 50 people. Talking about losing three members and some others wounded, that's a big toll that this takes on this department and will take for decades. Every police officer, no matter how young or old, will remember this day in their department, the day that something like this happened to their coworkers. They will carry with them, some of them, survivor's guilt. Some of them honor their service. But just a true loss. I happen to travel through York County quite often. You know, every time we go down to Annapolis, travel right through on 83. Know the area well. And just a true loss to our Commonwealth, to York County, and to our nation. And then we see this shooting at Dallas, seeing that it was a planned attack on ICE, where the suspect wrote with his own hand, you know, to put terror in their souls with armor-piercing bullets, AP bullets, is how he put it in his letter. Shooting indiscriminately at the building and into the van. It was a hard-sided van, so you could not see who was in the van. Ended up killing a migrant being transported and wounding two others. This has not happened overnight, this hatred for law enforcement, this targeting of law enforcement, this disregard. But it seems to continue. It's 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.